things on her own now that she has grown out of her parents' home. She takes on the personality of another person with whom she is in a relationship with because of this. The narcissist gladly assimilates her into his world, and she doesn't have anything real to go back to once she realizes that his world isn't a good fit for her. She remains a terrified little girl inside, always afraid of taking the next steps. Number 3. She fails to form her own self-confidence and self-worth. A child of an invalidating or intrusive parent is always trying to jump through hoops in order to please her parent. She tries to meet their needs instead of defining and seeking to meet her own. Her parent tries to live vicariously through her, trying to put too many expectations and adult responsibilities on the child. The child is not left to try, make mistakes, fail or succeed in any of their new endeavors. A normal child who is exposed to many different experiences learns to value themselves despite their mistakes and failures. They build a self-worth and self-confidence that isn't dependent upon any one thing. They come to know who they are inside, and they value all of the skills and experiences that they have gone through. They seek the purpose of pursuing new experiences and in building new skills regularly. They are not stuck in their emotional development because